Declan Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I was talking before about Fifth Column, Fivers. Let me give you a little more background on that. Traders, a nest of domestic traders. In the House, there was a resolution that simply said, we oppose the Russian invasion of Ukraine and we stand with Ukraine. It passed 426-3. There are only 435 congressmen. So that means that 429 of them voted, six didn't. They're too lazy to show up, or else there's a vacancy in the seat and they haven't had the election yet. But 426-3, who are the three? Paul Gosar, Republican of Arizona. Thomas Massie, Republican of Kentucky. Matt Rosendale, Republican of Montana. Gosar is the one that put out a video about killing Ocasio-Cortez and hitting Joe Biden. That more than comes close to being a felony. But nothing happened to this guy. This guy, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, is the guy who says he hates the Republican Party as much as the Democratic Party. And he, at the height of COVID, when Nancy Pelosi and even Kevin McCarthy got together and said, we're going to either vote remotely or on this particular spending bill, we're going to do it by unanimous consent. Otherwise, the government would get shut down. Massie was the one vote that said, no, it's not unanimous. And he made a quorum come back from fairly distant areas. Some of them got COVID. This is the kind of guy he is. When I talk about a fifth column, this is the core, the fivers, the core of people who would betray this country. But it's more than that. Well over 140 members of Congress, of the House, refused to certify Joe Biden. Fraudulently refused to certify Joe Biden. They're fivers. It's a fifth column undermining our democracy. Donald Trump went further. I didn't believe that he would say this, but yesterday, you know what he said? Quote, I believe that China will invade and take Taiwan because the U.S. is weak. He says this about his own country, and he's the leading candidate for president as a Republican. You might as well say to Xi, go ahead, take China. The leader of the Republican Party expects you to. And if he gets in, he's weak. He's really weak. Then Ron DeSantis. Trump is a fiver. The Republican Party under his leadership, a fifth column, betraying our country. They're not Americans. DeSantis, here's what he said. I could not believe this, so I'm going to tell you what he said about Ukraine. He said they're fighting very hard. Imagine if they invaded France. France would surrender without doing anything. He said this with one of our biggest NATO allies. Our biggest NATO allies, most reliable, are France, the UK, and Germany. And he said that. We wouldn't have a country without France. They're our oldest ally. George Washington, his back was up against the wall. He was like the people in Ukraine. We were. Britain had overwhelming strength. France came in, sunk British ships, lent us generals, supplied us, our oldest allies. We were allied with France in the First World War and with the French government in exile in the Second World War. It's a wonderful country. I've been there many times. Been to Paris. I've gone down to Avignon, Lyon. It's a center of world culture. And this guy DeSantis, with a perpetual snarl on his face, is attacking NATO. Trump attacked NATO. He called up Theresa May, then Prime Minister of the UK, and Angela Merkel, and yelled at him. Said they were stupid and weak. May got flustered by that. Merkel is more steely-eyed because she lived under the Stasi. She took it as ranting. But this is the President of the United States saying this. And now he's saying he expects China soon to invade Taiwan and take it over because the U.S. is weak. You know, at what point do you arrest somebody? Now, there is a First Amendment. I'll tell you the law on that. If this were a declared war, like World War II with the Nazis, let's say it were declared war. Declared war, and somebody said something like that, they would be arrested. If they did an overt act in support of it, they would be executed. There were people during the Second World War, a couple of saboteurs landed on a beach in North Carolina. They were captured and they were executed within 15 days. We don't have a declared war now. But is there any patriotism left in the Republican Party? There are many veterans in the Republican Party. There are also many veterans in the Democratic Party, and I'm one of them. We're all Americans. But are you going to stand by and let Trump say that China can take Taiwan because we're weak? Are you going to stand by and let DeSantis say that France wouldn't fight and is a bad ally? This is NATO. Are you going to stand by? Trump says he would take us out of NATO. Are you going to stand by when Republican congressmen even vote against a resolution with no money attached to it, saying we support, we stand by Ukraine on this invasion of Russia? The rank and file in the Republican Party are patriots just like the rank and file in the Democratic Party. They can't possibly agree to this. But it is happening in their name. Polls say that the Republican Party may pick up some seats in the upcoming election. What are you voting for? Who are the human beings in Arizona would vote for Gosar? I don't care if the Republicans are not. Who are the human beings in Kentucky who would vote for Massey? Who are the human beings in Montana who would vote for Rosendale? I was talking today about removing Putin. There's a Russian businessman, and the way he was able to do it is he now lives in the United States legally. He put out $1 million bounty on Putin, dead or alive, put out posters. We have a law in the United States passed back in the 70s that it's a matter of U.S. foreign policy that we will not use assassination. And it's a good law. Because what happens is if you do that, it comes back to haunt you, and our people have to walk around. And we already have security, but be concerned about it. Are there any exceptions to that law? Well, during the Second World War, some of Hitler's own admirals and generals tried to assassinate him. But what if, and I was thinking about this the other day, and without government involvement, $1 million is one thing, but you know, we have billionaires in this country that are worth hundreds of billions of dollars. Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos are two of them. They're not the only ones. What if one of them offered $1 billion with a B dollars for Putin's head? 500 million for Sergei Lavrov and 100 million for 10 named oligarchs who are helped propping this up. And then sat back. I think what would happen is you would have a swarm of people from the Mexican drug cartels, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, a few Oath Keepers, Latin American sadistic gangs, all buying tickets over there with varying degrees of sophistication, and a lot of them would get wiped out. It would be garbage fighting garbage. Somebody invented a bacterium, I don't know if you read about it, that eats oil. So if there's an oil spill, you sprinkle these things on it and they eat it. They take care of it. And then I guess you put a scooper in, a sieve of some sort. This is on a large scale. And what do? I hope you don't bury him. Maybe you launch him into space or incinerate him, whatever. This is a way of conscripting human bacteria to go over there and take out other human bacteria. That's what the way I look at this. Putin is a plague-carrying rat, formerly known as a human being, formerly known as Vladimir Putin. Can't be a matter of our policy. It could be a joint bounty by millionaires in 100 countries. This is a guy right now has a bounty on his head and has been sanctioned and can't travel virtually anywhere in the world other than North Korea, China, Eritrea, Syria. This guy is isolated. We don't want him committing suicide by cop. We do not want him launching so that he gets killed. But I'll tell you what, it's very serious over there. And they are sitting back doing what they did in Grozny in Syria and one at a time launching rockets from a distance, and leveling buildings, hospitals, kindergarten in one case, preschool in one case, several schools, government buildings, hotels, until eventually Kyiv could conceivably just be a pile of rubble, like Dresden in the Second World War and like parts of London when they were first bombed by the Nazis. This man is an animal. He has to be considered as such and taken out. We're going to quick to the lines. I think we have somebody coming up here. Squeeze him in. CJ of Madison, my friend. We have a couple of minutes, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? And I will respond.
Well, I'd like a response to your response once. But okay. Anyways, what country did Putin invade while Trump was president? I can't get Luke a straight answer from Luke. But I don't believe any country was invaded during Trump's
presidency. He invaded Ukraine. He went into the Donbass region.
I don't really care about Trump right now.
Okay, then let's forget about it.
Because you're blind and weak, just like Biden. This president is weak, and that's the reason they saw how
he... Are you a military veteran? Are you a veteran?
Does it matter, Matt?
Why are you not a veteran?
Bill Clinton wasn't a veteran. Right? Okay.
Neither are you, and you're calling me weak.
I care about this country.
Okay, we got 10 seconds to go. CJ, thanks. Call in the future. I like talking to you. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.